The Arena Stage Theater in Washington, D.C. has just reopened after a sweeping $135 million renovation that has transformed its building into a marvel of glass, wood, and marble. Now the 60-year-old regional theater in a rapidly gentrifying neighborhood faces a new challenge: how to sustain itself and its $17 million a year budget in a struggling economy. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, the answer lies in the changing mission and focus of nonprofit theaters in the U.S.
They came in droves, gawking up at the flowing waveform glass with a 450-foot sharply geometric roof, and there's a smile on every face. In the street in front of the 200,000-square-foot building, the spoken word group Universes has an audience on shiny black chairs rocking to the music. This stage is one of eight spaces hosting performances at this homecoming grand opening celebration for the Arena Stage at the Mead Center for American Theater. Lots of folk here drove or took the subway. But Everett and Emma Turner live two blocks away, and they are thrilled to be here for the first time.
We enjoy that very much. We love this here. We're part of the neighborhood, and we come out to just enjoy this Arena Stage opening.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
We've worked very, very hard to really be a beacon in this area of the city.
That's Arena Stage Artistic Director Molly Smith. She says they've changed much more than the building. From the opening musical, An Ethnically Diverse Oklahoma, to the upcoming new play, Every Tongue Confess, with Tony Award winner Felicia Rashad, to the five playwrights the theater has put on staff with salaries and benefits, Smith says Arena Stage rethought its mission as well as its physical space.
I think the original mission of regional theater was that there can be brilliant theater in communities all over America. That revolution's been won.
But now, Smith says Arena Stage will act as a think tank for theater. Chris Jones, longtime theater critic at the Chicago Tribune, thinks Arena Stage is straddling the line between the radical moves, like actually paying people to hang around and write plays, and what he calls the traditional ideas of regional theater pioneers. In other words, focus on new work, but find ways to make it more relevant and responsive to the community.
I think the challenge now for Arena Stage is going to be, can you do both of those things at once? In other words, can you really focus on the community you're supposed to be serving, reflecting its diversity, promoting new work, and at the same time, you know, keep the lights on in a facility of that cost and size?
One way regional theaters are doing that is by sharing productions. Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater is bringing its production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf to Arena Stage in February. Steppenwolf Artistic Director Martha Levy.
I think that that collaborative impulse is a wise one, and I think that it's to the benefit not only of the artists but the audiences. So I think it's a salutary move in any case.
Economics are part of every decision, and theaters often have to walk a fine line between presenting familiar classical American plays and musicals and edgy new works.
Did Mama draw me that bath yet?
No, but she did take out her knives.
Kenny Leon is directing Arena Stage's new play, Every Tongue Confess, a piece based on the church burnings in 1996 Alabama. Leon directed this year's Tony-nominated Broadway production of August Wilson's Fences. He says the thing about Arena Stage is the theater wants to say something about the world through the work they produce.
I find that many communities, or many theaters in communities, are producing work not for the community. They're not producing very work that really says a lot politically. Many of them are taking the easy road out with the excuse that we have to make box office.
Leon credits Arena Stage for staging musicals like Oklahoma with 25 dancers when even Broadway theaters are thinking, who's going to pay them in these tough economic times?
Brand new outside, same great inside.
Arena Stage Artistic Director Molly Smith says they are focused on form and the community, and people like Darlene Wallace are taking notice. The Maryland resident brought her 8-year-old daughter to the opening celebration.
I see a good future. That's why I'm bringing her down here, to let her see where she'll get to perform someday.
Maria Montez Wallace is sure she wants to be on stage, but not as an actor.
I want to be a dancer.
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.